All right, recording started.
Yeah, so I, as you might know, that we have a hackathon going on in Hyperledger India. So I think Julian suggests that let's put some problem statement from telecom side as well. So we give one problem statement on ICS, inter-carrier settlements, and Sunny is also helping in this, that we should have a like proper problem statement where we have a CDR. And Sunny, could you tell us
Sure. Sure. So suggestion from my side is that if you're doing the hackathon and inter-carrier settlement being one of the use case that should be driven through hackathon, it is very essential that we provide the participant with exact CDR data. We create the discrepancies in the records and allow them to find out the discrepancies using their solution. We also add the angle of performance. So at the end, the team who provides a solution with good performance and more accurate results can be declared as the winner.
That's great. Yeah, Amal had reached out to tell me that he was thinking about coordinating with you on the hackathon. So that's great. I'm glad to hear that that's happening.
Great.
Yeah. So this is like it would be good if as a telecom SIG we participate in hackathons as well, where we can give some problem statement as well. So Bilal, do you have some more inputs on this? Like, if you want, I can share. Even Sunny can share a problem statement with you, and then if you have some input, so.
Yeah, can you share that with me, please? I haven't seen it, I think.
Sure. Sunny,
Right.
would you do that
Yeah,
or yeah.
I can share it with the group. I'll do that.
So to
So
clarify, sorry, just one quick question. So this would be, would the hackathon people be working
would you
on
be
the
able to share it with just
Sorry?
Yeah, I had a question, but it sounded like somebody else was trying to speak too.
What was your question, David?
I was just curious, just so I understood. So would the hackathon participants be working on some of the code we put together for the paper that we put up on Labs, or how would that work? Would they be helping extend that or add features to that or?
So what we will do is like right now our code is on Composer. So the first plan is like a POC on Fabric with the Node.js, like proper SDK. And if everything goes well, then we have like a good understanding for technical white paper as well. And then we will extend our things on that thing as well.
Great, great. I'm glad y'all are coordinating. Let me know how I can help.
Sure. Yeah, so
Would you be sharing the problem statement with the whole group, Fabian? Just to see if we can.
yeah, sure. Sunny will send you this
Yeah,
code.
we'll share the problem statement with the whole group. And because the hackathon, as Vipin was suggesting, is happening in Bangalore, right, Vipin?
Okay. Yeah, it's from Bangalore.
And we do have our local presence in Bangalore, so because of our expertise in inter-carrier settlement, we are open to assist teams who would like to pick this problem statement with domain understanding, technology understanding, or maybe any help needed during the hackathon as well.
So now, when is the hackathon?
So it will be on second week of February,
Second.
before Global Forum, and if we are ready with our second problem as well in the future, we will try to put both the problem statements or even Hello.
So how does that work? We submit a problem statement and participants are expected to code it up during the hackathon, we're not submitting code, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. Like it's a public code available to like anyone can see it.
I think you will be sharing the convictor, the composer code at least, right? So they can have the base for starting point.
Hello.
And do we participate as the Linux Foundation Hyperledger community or as individuals?
Sorry guys, my internet is, I don't know what's happening, so it's going break every time. So yeah, so your question was Bilal, that what we will do. So the plan is like, first we will put a common GitHub repo, and then if everything goes well, then we can push it to the Hyperledger lab as well as a POC, first POC from our side. And because it's on SDK, then we will extend on that for the technical paper as well.
Okay, so in the hackathon itself, we submit this as Linux Foundation Hyperledger group, right? Not individuals.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. That's true. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Because Julian suggested us to one of the organizers of Hyperledger India, that can we have Telecom SIG as a participant, like for the problem statement. And then he talked to me, and then I said, why not? Like, let's do this. And maybe in the future, we can do it like for others as well, like other problem statements.
So if you could share the write-up with us and also the URL for the event itself.
Sure. And then, yeah, if Sunny will share this problem statement with you guys, and then if anyone has some suggestion, please comment on that, and then we can have, or even what I will do is I will make a page of hackathon something, and then we write there, and then everyone can comment on that.
I think that's a good idea.
When is the deadline for the submission?
So deadline is, I think, the 1st of Feb. I hope, but anyhow, we can make some modification because hackathon is in second week of Feb, so we have enough time. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So now let's move to our next agenda for David. Would you like to introduce us about Linux Foundation networking event or call for proposal?
Sure, can you hear me? It sounds like there's a fair amount of background noise. Is my audio coming through?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, great. So let me drop a link. It's in the, I added the link to the agenda, but I'll drop the link in the chat too. As you know, Linux Foundation runs a lot of different events throughout the year, and there's one coming up that may be of interest to the group. It's the Open Networking and Edge Summit North America. The call for proposal is available now. It's going to close fairly soon, February 3rd. So there's a little bit of time to get this in. The event's date is coming up at the end of April. So if this is of interest to the group, I would encourage you all to submit. You know, I don't know if it makes sense to have, there's events coming up throughout the year. I don't know if we have like a standing proposal for these sorts of things, or could reuse something that we've sent before. If we have something standing, we could, easily submit stuff as stuff comes up.
Well, let's discuss the state of the paper today, and then we'll make a decision based on our readiness, because you're talking about like February 3rd, that's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
If they are looking for some abstract, just an outline of the paper, I think we do have the abstract in the current version of the paper.
Yeah, I mean, I think a CFP wouldn't need the whole thing. Yeah, right. We would just need to... Yeah, okay, well, we can bump, if you want to discuss, we can push this later into the agenda then.
But David, I have some. I checked the topic this time. So, but there's no blockchain in it. So, can we still put it? Like, I have some doubts on it. It means last time they have a blockchain in the topic list, but this time they don't have.
Well, I mean, that might be more of a question for Trishan. I mean, I guess it can't hurt to submit something. I mean, we're still doing something related to that would be of interest to telecom operators, right? I'm kind of going through the suggested topics on the page right now. I mean, for example, blockchain helps with automation, right? I mean, and that's a topic, right? I mean, there's things, I guess, even if it doesn't have the word blockchain in the suggested topics, that, you know, blockchain does, you know, enable other things that might be of interest in the suggested topics, right?
Okay.
Maybe yeah, there is a good topic for us under core, edge, and access. It has IoT enabled by telecom edge cloud.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
This is an edge thing, right? It's a device.
Yeah, I mean, again, Trishan would probably be, you know, more knowledgeable of, you know, the networking side of things at the Linux Foundation. But I think, yeah, I mean, I think we can make an argument that, you know, yeah, we're doing an IoT-related project, sure.
Yeah.
Even I will send a, even I will ask to Trishan, that is it, like, sure. Can we send, yeah, sure, thanks.
Everybody. And I don't see, yeah, okay. I don't see any downside. If we have an abstract ready, we could submit it. I don't see a downside to trying.
Exactly. The worst thing that can happen, they say no, right?
Yeah, totally. We're not so bad. Yeah, there'll be other events.
Right. Yeah, but I would submit it under IoT enabled by telecom edge cloud. I think we can make it fit that category.
I think also we can use the 5G scaling 5G networks stream, because that one also, if we talk about the use case, that probably can be also a venue.
Sure, yeah. Even though it's about deployment best practices. But yeah, I mean, we can make it either or.
Yeah. All right, just.
Or
just,
both, yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, yeah, so let's review the paper, figure out what's the state of the paper, and yeah, if then, we're ready to have something done by February 3rd, I believe we do have enough material just to submit a proposal.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Even we can share a document, maybe, like, and then if anyone is interested, then means we can give our input as well, and then if anyone is interested in attending this event, then yeah, why not? So let's move to our next agenda, because we are running out of time. So yeah, we have like updates. Even Ahmed can give us like a little bit updates. Ahmed.
So yeah, last meeting I wasn't there, but I would like maybe to ask you a bit on, because we didn't share, there was no recording, so probably some of us wasn't there. So if we would like to know what happened at the last meeting, if there was a summary or some action items that we need to follow on.
So Jen give us like a little bit inputs, like he's working on smart contracts, like and even Sanjay joined us, like he also interested in giving some inputs. So that call we suggest, like we decided that, okay, like because I forget his name, like I remember his last name, Jen, like what we did in last was that's what I remember, because someone I think did recording, and I don't know uploaded or not, I think not, but that's the summary that Jen told us, that okay, so he's working on this smart contract stuff and in the part.
Okay, so I think more or less what we see in the white paper is there right now. There are a few sections that are left And in terms of POC, yeah, so Shikhar is working on some updates for the smart contract. We need also to start working on the back-end part and the front-end part. So, but we would need to finalize the chain code first. Yeah, the only thing is that those sections, they are not yet filled. So probably we need either to check on the to whom it was assigned, or we need to see who's gonna be able to fill the gap and start maybe working on those sections.
Ahmed, did you see the comment by Sanjay about centralization?
Which one? Sorry, can you?
Yeah, it is. It's one short paragraph I have in the problem statement. It talks about centralized versus decentralized, and he has a comment about that. If you go to the document.
Yeah, I don't have access to the document right now. I'm using
my phone.
But I think he highlighted somehow that probably this is not going to be like sort of a decentralized solution. But I remember that I replied back to him, but I'm not sure if it's the same comment or not.
Let me to read it.
Yeah.
So in the problem statement, I put, it is expected that the majority of IoT devices will be deployed in the consumer peer-to-peer space, which a centralized identity and access management system would not be able to scale well. So that's in the original text. Sanjay responded saying, social media applications are able to create peer-to-peer trust between billions of users. So saying centralized method will not scale is not accurate. IMO, centralized IMM, IAM systems lead to control, censorship, tracking, interoperability, and data silos. Plus, a single IoT device could be connected to multiple applications, providing its data to be used in context of different scenarios. All these reasons led us to propose a decentralized IAM for IoT. That's his comment. So basically he's saying to say that a centralized approach for peer-to-peer does not scale is not accurate. And I think this is a fundamental point of our thesis.
In terms of performance, that's something. In terms of like interoperability and portability, it's something else. So I think one of the issues here when we work with centralized solutions is that you're going to rely on a specific identity service provider. And then control of all of that will be in the hands of that identity service provider.
Yeah. And so then, the angle is all about control, censorship, and tracking, and probably privacy. Yeah, not necessarily scalability.
Not scalability, not performance. Okay,
So probably we need to modify the justification of decentralization. Instead of talking about scalability, we talk about control.
Ownership. Yeah.
Okay. Ownership. Okay. I can update the text to reflect. I mean, if everybody agrees, I can make the change.
To me, it's yeah. I agree to that. Yeah.
Okay. Vipin, Sune, do you agree?
Yeah, I think sounds fine to me as well.
Okay. I will update the text after the call.
So just to give some feedback probably on, or some update, another update. So there is a 5G test bench here in Canada deployed by one of the accelerators as well, and sponsored by Ericsson, Ciena, IBM, and probably another entity. So I had the chance to attend one of their meetings, and proposed that we can maybe deploy our use case in this test bench network. So it's a test bench that's working right now. It's offering startups working in IoT space to test their solutions on top of this IoT solutions that uses 5G. But our case is that we will deploy our solution, which is a replacement of the EIR in the test bench. So I'm still waiting to see whether this will can be done with them. But that will definitely, if it happens, this will give us a chance to test it in a real network and with collaboration from two vendors, Ciena and Ericsson. So that means that we need to probably, not just because of this, but also given that we need to present this event. We were targeting at the beginning MWC, but definitely this is something that we cannot maybe target right now, given the progress. But probably other events related, like TM Forum, they have an event in June, which is the TM Forum World Congress, I think, or any other event. So that just will give us the chance probably to present the use case provide a demo for that one.
Yeah, it's the Digital Transformation World in Copenhagen.
In Copenhagen, exactly, yeah. The one in Copenhagen, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity, Ahmed. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah.
How many active developers do we have on this group participating in the code?
To my knowledge, up to now, it's me and Chikar. So I don't know if anyone is interested to join. That will be great. There was in one meeting, there was one guy who said that probably he will work on front end, but I don't see him participating in the meetings frequently. So I saw him only in one meeting.
Yeah, he can help us in the later stage. Sorry, can you hear me?
Sorry.
Sorry, because my connection is not well today. So can you hear me now?
Yeah,
I can hear you now.
Yeah. So he can help us in the later stage. Like once we have something in our hand, for example, some APIs. We can give him something like in APIs, some JSON objects to read something, and then he can make something on Angular maybe. So
okay.
So yeah. And even I want to do that, but due to some like busy schedule, I'm like delaying these things. But once I will get free from some things, I really want to contribute to this code, and maybe in some few weeks. But yeah, but. Of course, in the later stage, I will definitely join.
Yeah, I mean, commitment is really key here before we stick our neck and propose anything. We need to make sure we have enough resources to pull off this and present it and demo it at this event.
Yeah, exactly. And Ahmed, I have one question for you. I'm working on one use case with Indian government here. So what we have is we have a MSAI, which is a reporting body of GSMA in India.
Okay.
And now because of because of some trust issues or whatever, now they want to drop this alliance and they want to create their own, for example, ICDR, which is Indian Counterfeited Device Registry. Mm-hmm. And what do you think? Can we use some kind of blockchain on this? Because anyhow, it's a similar use case what we are doing, right? To remove one body, let's say some alliance, and to bring some more trust.
Mm-hmm. So their main task is just to maintain registry of devices. Is that correct? Or
for the IMEI, they want to store all this information.
Yeah, I think it can be done. So yesterday, Hyperledger Fabric released their newest version 2.00, and one of the most interesting features, at least to me, is the decentralized chain code governance. So with decentralized chain code governance, all participants can agree on deploying the smart contract before deploying it. So that will give us.
Is it updated now?
Yeah. They checked the release was released yesterday.
Yeah, I'll drop a link to the. There's a blog post. I'll drop a link in the chat so people.
Yeah. It's very interesting. Very very interesting features. But to me, one of the best was this one, because this will give the chance to build trust in trustless environment. So we come to agree on building this new organization, and these participants they don't have any previous relationship or trust between them, but they can negotiate chain code parameters, and they agree to one version before deploying it. So that's for this case that you are mentioning, Vipin. Yeah, I see. This can be really a very good use case, because
Maybe I will give you more update on this on a separate call if you want.
Sorry.
Maybe I will give you a more update on this in a few weeks, like what we are doing. So what do you suggest, like what should be the next steps for us? Like we have something in our hands, and
for the white paper?
Yeah, for the white paper.
Yeah, we need to focus on agree, or at least putting more material in the white paper. Probably at this point of time, equality is not important, but let's populate more sections, and then we can go into some revisions. So probably, yeah, just put more contribution there. People can review it. We can put comments, and we can revise it every once in a while. But without actually starting to populate those different sections, there will be no base for discussion. On the POC, I think it's the material of the POC more or less more advanced, but and the development is, I would say, it's going really good. The chain code is more or less like 70-80% done. The next step, we need to build the back end and the front end. So maybe in 2-3 weeks, once we finish building all the chain code, we can do the back end. The back end is more or less, we need to copy some of the examples from the Hyperledger Fabric repo. Use this because it's really straightforward, and then we can, as you said, this guy can help us in implementing the front end. So so the most critical thing right now is to work on populating the sections of the white paper, adding more material, and have some basis for discussion.
So could I interrupt just for a second then on that point? This is Joe. I had volunteered to help with some of the sections on the white paper, like the OSS, for example, BSS section. And I went in and tried to find it. And as a newbie, I didn't have any luck. So I thought of posting something to the group email, but I figured I'll be on the call. Maybe I could ask one of you if you could send me a link or tell me where to find it, because I'm happy to contribute there. I just need to find where the editable document is, and it wasn't obvious. So apologies for a newbie question.
Yeah, you can find it actually in one of the minutes of meetings of the previous meetings in the IoT subgroup. But I will share the link.
If you share the link, that's great. Because I went and tried to look at what I thought were obvious places, and they weren't obvious to me. So if you could send me the link, that'd be great.
Yeah, of course, maybe
on the wiki too. Yeah, I'm kind of scrolling through the wiki. Yeah, if it's in the minutes, it might be hard to dig through. Yeah, maybe pull it out as an item in the nav.
That'd be really cool. And then I'm happy to help with OSS first, and then I can see if I can be useful elsewhere. But I'll start with that.
Good. I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Okay. So Joe, I shared on the chat. Could you check it, like, please?
And yes, I got it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks.
I now feel empowered.
Yeah, so that's it for the white paper. That's what I that's the update that I have, and that's what I see that we can progress.
Okay, so I think we finished early today. Maybe some less people joined. Shikhar is not here, so what should be the agenda for next stuff? Yes, POC, you and Shikhar is working on it, and some parts of white paper. This week, most probably, I should I promised last week as well, but because of busy schedule, I didn't. But now, maybe this week, I will update some more stuff on it. And even I'm working on one IoT paper with Edge, so I have some idea to add. So maybe this week, I will add some more stuff. So I think we are finished with our agenda. So
I had one other item real quick, Vipin.
Yeah, sure, please.
Just as a request, the governing board that runs Hyperledger wants just updates regularly on what's going on with the different special interest groups. So they've requested, I think in the past they'd requested quarterly updates, but I realized we realized that was a bit of a burden. So now we're moving to just updates twice a year. Would it be possible to put together an end of the year report for just, what the group accomplished in the second half of the year, and then what, some plans are going forward? It doesn't have to be long, just a brief.
Yes. Thank you for a reminder. But yeah, this week, within this week, I will.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Before we jump off, can we go through the paper and make sure we have owners for all the sections of the paper? So next time we have some deliverables ready. Because right now I feel it's not really a very well-structured approach how we're going to finish this paper. So I suggest we go section by section and make sure we have an owner for each section.
I agree to that. I think we've done that once, but probably some of the previous assignments are not valid anymore. But I agree to that. I think we need to have.
Ahmed, could you share your screen because I'm on again.
No, I don't. I don't have access right now. I told you.
Because I can't right now because of my internet issue today. So probably, someone can share. Yeah.
Is are you able, Bilal, to do that?
Not now. No, sorry.
At least, can you walk us through the different sections and see if we have someone already on top of that?
Yeah, hold on, let me. Okay, so we have the abstract, and for some reason, Randy deleted it and moved it to introduction, but anyways, that's kind of editorial stuff. So abstract is done, introduction is done, problem statement is done, high level system architecture, I think that's done, right?
Yeah,
I'm not talking about done, but at least the is there.
Exactly.
Characteristics of IoT device identification is done. The case for device decentralized identity. I see some text. Section number 6, solution high level overview, that's missing.
So that's the one where we gonna bring the section on top there and put it here, actually.
Oh, just swap it.
Yeah, swap it, yeah.
Okay. Then 7 is the solution architecture, and I see that's populated. Okay, then keep going. Okay, solution details, number 8. That's still wide open. Mm-hmm. No owners.
And I'm happy to, 8D is OSS BSS. I'm happy to take that. However, it would be useful to have at least the block diagram or some of the information above it first. Is that information already there and derivable, or does somebody need to come in and do it?
So the way I see it is that probably we are starting to see some redundancy regarding this section 8 and 6 and 7. Yeah. So probably we need to combine these two. We start to combine it. Because I think block diagram would rely on the solution high level architecture.
Yeah.
Then
six is empty, but you're right. The block diagram would probably live very happily in 6.
Yeah, exactly.
We have no block diagram, but when we get it, that's probably where it should live.
No, we have it in the problem statement, high level system architecture, probably, or problem statement.
Something. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that becomes section.
Yeah, we can rename 6. This as.
Yeah. So I'll fix that.
Yeah, and then there is maybe the different parts of the system. Then we can start to elaborate more, specifically the DID, because that's one important part. Yeah, what else? So I'll take the responsibility of starting to combine these sections, at least the structure, and put whatever we have together, and so, and then people can start to we know that Joe is taking care of.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Yes. What are the rest, Bilal?
So you have E, which is device on-ramping. That's the wallet concept we talked about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then message flow for the entire end-to-end solution. And okay. Then the smart contracts.
All right. I will do the smart contract one. So you can assign me to that subsection.
Vipin, are you taking notes?
Vipin, probably we lost him because he said he has some connectivity issues.
Okay, so
I don't see him on the participant list anymore.
Okay. So I'm going to write on the document. Okay, so smart contracts, that Ahmed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. OSS, PSS, Joe, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then, Ahmed, you said you're going to do the block diagram, right?
Yeah, you can write a note there that I will be trying to combine 6, 7, and 8, which I think 6, 7 will fall into the block diagram or architecture. Yeah.
Okay. Then the functional description, who's going to do that?
Functional description?
Yes. Let me take every component of the solution and describe it in details.
Okay, so one component because
The way this section is structured, you start with a block diagram, mm-hmm. and then every component on that block diagram, you take it, you describe it and in details.
Okay, so actually the smart contract is one component. So that's...
Well, there are many components, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's one. The DID, is 2, and we already had some text for the ID. So probably this section would require revisiting once we...
Yeah, I think once we finish the block diagram,
yeah, we can...
then you move into section B, which is the detailed description of each.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, so is that yours, Ahmed? The
I will not all. I will not say all, but some parts I can do. Because, we need to first check the diagram, how we agree to the different components that we require in a system. So what are the ones that we are proposing, and if there are any ones that we are integrating with, I think also we need to provide some information at least on functionality of those components and how we are interfacing with.
I think we can hold off on section 8 assignments until you finish the block diagram and rearrange the text. Mm-hmm. So we have more clarity on those components, and then we ask for owners. Yeah, because okay. We have to have the block diagram finalized and agreed on by all the technologists on the call before we kind of dig deep into each component.
All right.
And then the following section is interoperability framework. That's where we're going to talk about different standards. Mm-hmm. So I say by next week, if we rearrange and we have the block diagram finalized, I think we can go through this one more time.
Okay. There was one section I think that talks more about the Hyperledger solutions that we're going to be using.
The section is applicability of Hyperledger Indy for device DID management.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is a short paragraph on that.
Okay, so probably you need to review it and see how thorough.
I think that Shekhar wrote that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so maybe next subgroup meeting, which is next week, maybe we can...
we should have a clean version of the document,
mm-hmm.
and we move things around. So at least I will fix the problem statement to incorporate Sanjay's comment. Mm-hmm. And Ahmed, if you can rearrange the text to fit the structure,
okay.
and work on the high level, on the block diagram, and next mm-hmm. week we assign the component drill down.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. So I was going to take the role of Vibin.
Are we done?
I think so. I think no more items.
All right, thanks everyone. I'll post the recording.
All right, okay. Thank you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, bye guys. Bye.